Hi, welcome to Staff Notes. My name is Gary Stewart. I work in the Office of Government and Community Relations here at Cornell University. I'm also a member of the Employee Assembly. Today, our guest is Spring Buck. She works as a Communications and Outreach Coordinator in the Office of Transportation and Mail Services here at Cornell. And Spring, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
Can you give us a little background about yourself? Where are you from and tell us about your job?
Well, where I'm from, I'm officially a local. I moved here in fourth grade and went to Termansburg most of that time, but I spent 2 years in Newfield. I went to Binghamton University, and so I didn't go that far. And I came back to Cornell in 1994, and I've been here ever since, working with transportation. I've had a few different jobs in that department, and I'm currently the outreach coordinator, but spent eight very popular years as the appeals representative for parking tickets.
Wow.
So I've gotten to know a lot of people on campus.
What did you study at Binghamton?
Well, I started it with mathematics, but I switched to English Lit.
Okay.
So both are dear to my heart.
Yeah. What are the best parts of your job? What do you like about it?
There's no question that the best part of working at Cornell is the people. I mean, there's no question about that. And you meet people from all over the world, from all over the country, with so many languages. You meet nuclear physicists, and you meet, English majors, and you meet, guest lecturers coming in from, India to give a speech on, anything from entomology to, physics. It's very cool.
And so a lot of these folks at one time or another, too, find their way to transportation and mail services over there on Maple Avenue and have some question about where they should park and what they should do. And I know you folks work hard at trying to get people out of single occupancy vehicles.
Yeah.
And maybe to either carpool or take the bus or whatever. Can you tell us about that work?
Yeah, we put a lot of energy and take a lot of pride in helping people find sustainable, more affordable transportation options. So we have a very successful program in transit, getting people onto buses. We also have a very successful program for carpooling, which we call the rideshare program for staff. And we also put a lot of energy in for students as well. We're trying to also roll out a new program for vanpooling to supplement transit where transit is not working for people or simply there isn't enough transit in an area to meet those needs. So we have a very broad approach. I mean, the interesting thing about transportation is that it's very, very personal to every single person. How you get to work or how you get your kids to school or, how you move around the campus during the day impacts everything you do, from how you grocery shop to, what sports your kids might be able to participate in. So we spend a lot of time on a very personal level with people, helping to problem solve so they get all their needs met.
And it goes from everything from like buses down to walking and biking too, right?
Yeah. We've got bicycle safety classes that get taught. We put out a huge amount of information for bicycle safety, walking safety, how to get around. I mean, we really try to also network those pieces. Can you ride your bike to put it on the bus, to take the bus, a distance, that you can't quite make on
And we're, we're working with CarShare too, yeah?
Absolutely. David Lieb, who's our assistant director, he is on Ithaca CarShare's board. I believe he's the chair of the board. So we also have taken a lot of pride in that. And the university has done a great deal to help encourage Ithaca CarShare. So all the students on campus can sign up for a just-in-case membership at no charge. We really want not only staff who are coming and faculty who are coming to find ways to get around, but we want the students also to learn right away that you can really live car-free, it's cheaper, it can be safer. So there's a lot of perks that way.
Can you tell us about some time during your job where you really felt like you've made a difference for either another person or another department, something that really stuck with you?
That's a harder question because I really feel that that's a cumulative piece. It's all the little tiny interactions you have with people. It's the welcoming a new employee on their first day and they haven't even found their office yet, to get them that way. Or a person who's just gotten off a plane from Taiwan and, you're literally one of the first people they've talked to, because the first thing they have to be able to do is get around. So I find those interactions aren't huge, but you know, you're welcoming someone to the community for the first time, and to me those are the ones that make the most difference, I think.
You know, when I've been over there, there's just a wonderful collection of folks that work with you, and can you tell us about like what your coworkers are like? I mean, you guys are sort of like on a really kind of deadline driven atmosphere over there. You have to get a lot of stuff done in quick order to you know, provide customer service to folks on and off campus.
Yeah. I mean, as coworkers, I mean, I work with a lot of people who've been there a long time. So it is a real family atmosphere, you know, and all everything that comes with that. You know, it's a very supportive atmosphere. People are, as workers, I think we all can cover each other very well. You know, everyone knows their own job, and they also know how to do pieces of things for other people, so that there's always backup, there's always support. And, you know, the priorities of the customers being first is never questioned, which is a nice, I think, gives everyone the kind of the same priority set, getting people what they need.
Anything ever kind of funny ever happen on the job that sticks with you?
Well, parking ticket appeals probably leans to more humor than the outreach. So, I mean, one of the ones I'm reminded of frequently by colleagues is when I really first started, and I was very, very new, we did have Hillary Clinton's Secret Service come in and had gotten a parking ticket, and I didn't let him off. So I heard later, you know, I should have done something here or there, but the look on the face of the Secret Service, that they still had to cough up, you know.
And they paid up.
He did.
And at that point, Hillary was first lady, is that
I
right?
I think she was still first lady at the time.
Right.
Yeah, so, but the look on the guy's face was priceless.
Right. And you're still hearing about it several years later.
I am still hearing about it several years later.
At the time of this taping, we're going through a reimagining process here within the university. From where you sit, how do you think that this is going, the reimagining Cornell?
From where I sit, I think, you know, I wish the reimagining was coming from the president's climate commitment, not from finance. But it's hitting the university in such a broad way that I like it that they called it reimagining, because I think it's very, very important that creativity be the core of what happens here. But it is interesting to watch, because while the university is trying to reimagine itself, it leaves each person at the university also kind of trying to reimagine not only their own job, but also how it might affect their own life at home. And, you know, there's going to always be conflict between what's best for you personally and what's best for the university. And hopefully there's going to be balance to that, so it's the best for everybody. But I'm hoping that the imagination process really is a creative process.
It was interesting at the outset of your answer, you mentioned the sustainability component. So that means a lot to you as an individual, right?
It does. As an individual, it means a great deal to me. And it's one of the things I like best, I think, about working at Cornell, because it's important to me in whatever role I have that I am working for an institution of education. And working at Cornell, I mean, you can't get much better than that. So, but I believe the university does have a responsibility, not only to the students, but I think in the big picture of the world stage, to set the bar on that. So it does matter to me that the president made the climate commitment was a day I was tickled pink that day. So, and I'm glad to see the continuing efforts for that.
So now, Spring, where do you live, and what do you like to do when you're not working?
Well, I live on 96, close towards the hospital, which is nice, because I used to live way out in the country, but I like being closer. I like putting less gas in my car, but I like being closer to town. outside of work, I cross country ski, I hike, I have a little yellow dog. You know, pretty outdoorsy. I like to work on the house. I love to paint. So.
And we also share common interests, as we're both members of the Environmental Management
Council. We are both members of the Environmental Management Council, right. Which I started with that last year, and that's been just wonderful because it opens up a whole nother level of what goes on in the community with the sustainability efforts and how that interacts with the local government, and I find that really not only educational but very inspirational.
You folks have a lot of, as you mentioned before, a lot of public interaction, and I think in our office in community relations, a lot of times people say, gee, I'd like to come up to Cornell for events, but I, you know, the parking, it's always about the parking. But it, in the overall scheme of things, if someone wants to go to an event at a Barnes Hall on a Friday night, they can do it, right? It's possible.
It's not that hard. For most people, it's not that hard. Go park in the parking garage after 5, and on the weekends, the parking garage is open for everyone to use. So, and there's, it's huge, so that it's not like you're going to drive around in circles looking for space. You know, if you have mobility needs, you know, some people will walk from the garage to Barnes Hall, for example, might not be doable. Let us know. There is parking closer, and special accommodations can always be worked out.
So if folks went to the Transportation and Mail Services website, mm-hmm. they'd find everything they needed to know in terms of maybe frequently asked questions and phone numbers and emails and things. And you folks want to help people.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, not only is the information on the website, but the office is filled with people who are happy to hear exactly what you need and help problem solve that. So
I have a final question for you today, and I want you to think deeply about this. And I know you're a very intellectual person, and we'll come up with a fantastic answer. If you were president of Cornell for a day, what would you do with your time?
I don't have an intellectual answer for that, though. I'd ride a bicycle around the inside of the cyclotron.
Right.
I would find out if they'd let me use the remote controls to drive the Mars rover.
Right.
And I'd ask Bill Nye the Science Guy and John Cleese to lunch.
and they better come.
Well, my aunt has a huge crush on Bill Nye, so if I could get his autograph, that would be great.
All right. So. Well, Spring, you've been a wonderful guest here on the very first edition of Staff Notes, and we appreciate you taking your time to visit with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me over.
And thank you, the viewer, for watching Staff Notes. My name is Gary Stewart. We'll see you next time.